Thank you. Wow, that was just great. Chick Corea from the album, a brand new release. Well, I guess it was released a few months ago, but his latest release, Chick Corea, Stanley Clark and Lenny White, from the album Forever. And as I mentioned earlier, that one garnered Chick Corea a Grammy Award for Best Piano Solo. And you can hear why. I think he won it for 500 Miles High. But it was great on that last track you heard as well, which was Windows, a composition of Chick Corea's that's become kind of a standard. I've seen it done by many, many musicians. Just done phenomenally there in that trio setting. Not only great piano playing, but great work by Stanley Clark on bass and Lenny White on drums as well. And yeah, I was into Chick Corea so much. Listening to those two pieces, I queued up another one from back in the 60s, one of his earliest recordings called Tones from Joan's Bones. I like the title of that album. And we're going to hear a track from that called Straight Up and Down, and I'll tell you more about that after the cut when we get to the next mic break.
Thank you.
time is 7:02. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM. And you just got finished listening to a really fine track from Chick Corea from the album Inner Space. Originally was released in an album called Tones for Jones Bones. And you heard the track called Straight Up and Down. And a great, great quintet on this. Chick Corea on piano, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Farrell on tenor sax, Steve Swallow on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. Yeah, all right. As I said, just about the top of the hour here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging tonight's show. We've got about a half hour or a little less to go of some great jazz music. A new release. Just recently, Jonathan Blake, who's a fine drummer, put out an album called The 11th Hour, and Claire and I had a good time going down to New York City at the Jazz Gallery to hear the CD release party for that album. And that was a great night. It's a great venue, the Jazz Gallery. We're going to hear two tracks from the album. I believe both of these also feature Robert Glasper on piano, the two tracks that I picked out to play tonight. So we're going to hear one. The first one's called Time to Kill. Thank you.
I like it either. I like to sing.
I like to sing about the moon and the moon and Springer. I like to sing.
I like to sing.
What?
I'm Luna and Dora and me and my family. my people, and they got Obama, and me, and everybody.
Hush, I remember her. By flashlight.
Nevada.
Then when we listen to
right, in the background, you're listening to Robert Glasper, the Robert Glasper Experiment, from their new album, Black Radio. And, of course, that's the Nirvana classic, Smells Like Teen Spirit, done in a very spacey, electronic way that only Robert Glasper could do. Robert Glasper on piano, Derek Hodge on bass, Casey Benjamin on vocoder and various electronic keyboards, and Chris Daddy Dave on drums. We're going to finish out tonight's show with a brand new release. Just came into the studio. I haven't really heard it yet, but I know a lot of people are looking forward to this CD. Brand new one from Esperanza Spalding from the album Radio Music Society. Pre-release. You're hearing it first here on WHUS on In the Groove. And we're going to hear a track. It's a Wayne Shorter composition called Endangered Species. Mm-hmm.